Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk Vikes, and pleased to be joined by Ben Gausling, who covers the purple for the Star Tribune. And Ben, you've got to be relieved. You get a home game. You've had some wicked road trips already.
Yeah, it's been a little adventurous the last couple of weeks. I had a flight in Houston that got delayed and landed about 1 in the morning the day before the game. And then I had a flight get canceled last week coming out of Seattle both because of plane issues. So, yeah, it's nice to be home. It's nice to have things be a little more low maintenance and then going to a bye week. It's here already, but, yeah, this season – it's had some unique challenges, so the time off is much appreciated as it gets here soon.
Yeah, no doubt, Ben, in the fact that access at TCO Performance Center out in Eagan doesn't really exist for all practical purposes. It is a unique environment, and that's true in all sports. Now, I was wondering, speaking of travel, will you, for instance, drive to Chicago or Green Bay to say, you know, and typically media from here drive to Green Bay anyway, but are you going to drive to Chicago, et cetera?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I drove to Indianapolis and had coworkers that flew to that game, and I drove because I figured I'd try it out. It wasn't really that big of a deal. Flying has been fine the last couple of weeks for all intents and purposes, but I figure if you can drive, it limits your exposure a little bit more, and also you don't have to wear a mask when you are in your own car. Wearing a mask has been great on the plane, and everybody's been compliant with it the times I've been on there, and it's something we all have to do to keep everybody safe. But if you can drive and spend a little less time with a mask on your face, it's a little more comfortable to travel. So certainly we'll drive to Green Bay and then Chicago. We'll probably see on that one, but I think there's a good chance we'll drive that one as well.
Yeah, and really, Chicago, I've gone to the Windy City. By the time you get to the airport, go through security, wait for your plane, get to Midway or O'Hare, if you have a bag or, you know, by the time you find ground transportation, usually you get on the train from either airport and head downtown, head to the Loop. It's almost a wash. You know, It is really close, all of those things considered.
Yeah, it is. And that's part of it, too, is that you figure how much time am I really saving in the added stress of the hurry up and wait of airplanes. And, yeah, it's just in this kind of a year. Normally, it's an hour flight to Chicago. You figure it's fine on the top on the train and it takes you right downtown, and that's great. But this year, it's kind of like, well, if I can drive it, I might just opt to do that instead.
Yeah. Ben Gausling joining us. Lot to get into with the Vikings. Number one, there was concern earlier in the week, would there be a game at U.S. Bank Stadium this Sunday between Atlanta and Minnesota? There were some COVID concerns out of Atlanta. It looks like those have cleared up. But in this day and age and where we are in the NFL, you really know or don't know until you kind of get that final clearance on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be another set of tests tomorrow morning, and then teams will get those results on Sunday morning, and then teams are now testing on game day as well to try to both kind of figure things out for game day. I believe they'll do the rapid tests again on game day as one more kind of check before the game, but then also to keep the testing cycle going into Mondays, you know, just another ability to kind of close the window of when you might have been exposed and when you first may have something show up on a test. It's another thing they can do. But, yeah, it seems though as though Atlanta had the one coach that tested positive. Initially in the week, the early reports out of there looked like it was a lot more serious than it turned out to be. And it seems as though all things are ready to go. They went through a similar protocol to the Vikings did after that game against Tennessee, where they had to close their facility and kind of alter their practice week. But it seems like everything should be fine, pending any other issues tomorrow morning. But at this point, it seems like the game is on, and everything should be good to go from there.
It is Atlanta at Minnesota Sunday at high noon, U.S. Bank Stadium. This game opened over under 56.5, another big number for an NFL game. We've seen a lot of games in the 50s this year. The game opened with the Vikes favored by 3.5. It's gone to 4 if you follow that sort of thing. But these are one of the games that I think a lot of people looked at in the early season schedule. This is a must-have for the Vikings. They've dropped some heartbreakers, Tennessee, certainly in Seattle. This is one they really need Sunday, period.
Yeah, it is. I mean, at this point, you're still looking at needing a pretty long stretch of consistent play to make any kind of a postseason run. I mean, you probably have to win 8 of your last 11, and that's a tough thing, I think, for any team to do. Certainly it's tough for a team that's this young to be that consistent for that long. But if you want to do anything, a game against a team that just cleaned out its front office, just cleaned out its head coach, and hasn't won a game yet, you have to have this one. I mean, the home field advantage is not the same. Matt Ryan will be able to call things at the line of scrimmage and make checks without having to deal with noise, because there won't be fans there again on Sunday. They'll have 250 people to kind of test out their game day protocols, but there won't be paying customers in the stadium. That said, this has been a team in Atlanta that hasn't been able to stop people. They've had the same issues the Vikings have had in terms of holding leads in the fourth quarter, and it should be a game where the Vikings can move the ball. I think that over figure, were I betting on such things, I would be very comfortable hitting the over on that. I think it's going to be a game where you see both teams score a lot of points. The question for the Vikings is going to be those two receivers, now that Julio Jones is back alongside Calvin Ridley. Can they contain those guys with these corners that have had some up and down moments and have struggled against big receivers that have a lot of history with a quarterback in terms of knowing exactly where the timing is going to be, knowing depth of routes? That's a tough thing to adjust to on the fly, given the fact that these guys, the Vikings, are going to be using it probably again on Sunday. Cameron Dantzler and Jeff Gladney don't have that time in the NFL, and those little subtle adjustments that you develop over years of experience give receivers an advantage, especially receivers that have played with a quarterback for a long time. And that's going to be the case here again. And to me, this is a winnable game for the Vikings if they can keep those receivers from doing too much damage. I think if they're able to contain things even a little bit, they'll be able to score enough points to win it.
There was a lot of concern about those young corners going into the season. Then no preseason games to get acclimated to the speed of the NFL and the pro game. Do you get the sense that they're pleased with their improvement? I know it's these guys need to step up right now, but are they making progress? And is the coaching staff pleased where these guys are moving?
Yeah, I think certainly you see progress, and they've pointed out a lot of that this week. It's been the penalties have come down a little bit. You don't see go back to that week 2 game in Indianapolis where they had all the illegal contact penalties. Just about every one of their young corners had one, and that cost them in that game. You haven't seen those things happen quite as much. The last drive last week, Cameron Dantzler kind of lost track of the ball on the 39-yard pass to DK Metcalf, and then didn't carry Metcalf across the field. He was supposed to be in man coverage on that crossing route that ultimately won the game for the Seahawks. So, I mean, some of those things are still, there's going to be learning experiences, and there's going to be moments where he doesn't do everything exactly the way he's supposed to. Just that's part of playing a really, really hard position in your first year in the NFL, especially without a preseason. But I do think you've seen corners that are starting to figure out a little bit more of what you need to do. That you don't see them grabbing as much as you've seen some young Vikings cornerbacks do in the past. Trey Waynes certainly struggled with some of that early on, it hasn't seemed like as big of an issue for these guys, and not to say that they're not going to go through bouts of that, but these guys are physical enough and I think are starting to understand how to play with their feet to the point where they don't have to go grab. And the fact that they are up to the task, I think, physically, I mean, they don't seem to be shying away from being physical receivers, I think will serve them well in the long run. So it's still going to be some growing pains for a while, but I do think there's been progress, and I think the coaches are starting to notice some of that as well and point some of it out.
We know Dalvin Cook out of the game on Sunday, will not play against Atlanta, was injured in Seattle. But you did a piece on Alexander Mattison. He filled in admirably. He had a great game against the Seahawks and is really a good second option for the Vikes.
Yeah, he is. I mean, the 1 yard he didn't get, of course, was the one on the fourth and one that would have put the game away. And probably Mike Zimmer's talked about it. You can see it on film. If he bounces that run outside just a little bit, there's probably a seam for him to get the yard he needs, if not more, maybe even a touchdown to win the game. But he ran hard in a lot of that second half. And I think you see the yards after contact, the way he can finish defenders and get more after the first contact than a lot of backs could, has been a nice thing for him. And I think that adds up over the course of a game. The physical toll it takes to bring him down, I think you saw add up on the Seahawks defense, and I'd expect that'll be the case again on Sunday. He really has been, when they drafted him, I think a lot of people thought they were getting a between the tackles runner that was kind of a guy that could spell Dalvin Cook and maybe not be quite as explosive, but could get the job done. That said, Mattison has been a better big play threat than I think a lot of people thought he was going to be. I think even the Vikings have been surprised with how often he can break a big run. He's not Dalvin Cook in that regard, but I think both in the open field as a running back and sometimes as a receiver, he's added a little more of that to their game than you might have expected he would do in the NFL, and that's been a nice compliment. It's made him a nice compliment to Dalvin Cook because that's so much of what you expect with Dalvin Cook. Instead, he can break a big run for you just about any time, and you maybe don't have that quite to the same degree, but you're not losing as much as you would with a lot of number two running backs when you put Alexander Mattison in the game.
One final one for Ben Gosling, who covers the Vikings for the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com. Ben, the O-line, another version of this offensive line will start the game on Sunday. They're nicked up.
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's been an issue through a lot of the season and will lead to another set of guards on Sunday. We'll see what they do. My sense is that it's going to be Ezra Cleveland, their second-round pick, starting at one of the guard spots. The question will be, if they put him where Pat Elflein and Drew Samia had played at right guard, or do you move him to the left side where he's played in the past and where he's more comfortable, and put Dakota Dozier on the right side where he has played before? It's a question of how much disruption do you want to have in a situation where your line is already kind of trying to piece it together on the fly. And whatever they do, they need to figure out how to get that right, because Grady Jarrett, the Falcons defensive tackle, had a great day against Garrett Bradbury last year, and I think is one of the tougher matchups the Vikings have to deal with heading into this one. He's been a good run stopper, but especially as a pass rusher up the middle, he's been particularly disruptive in his career, and I think the Vikings being able to handle him is going to have a lot to do with whether they win this game. So yes, they're banged up again. It's been a question mark all offseason how they're going to handle those guard spots. I think it's going to have a lot to do with how this game eventually turns out on Sunday.
Could be a wild one. Ben, always great. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, there he is, Ben Gosling, covers the Vikings for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. Once again, the latest, the over-under 54, the Vikes favored by 4. They absolutely, positively have to win this game on Sunday. No excuses. They've got to get it done.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.